News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Three bills designed to beef up border security have been signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The legislation sets aside more than $1 billion for additional barriers. Police are also authorized to arrest suspected illegal aliens entering the country between ports of entry. And President Biden is getting squeezed from both sides in talks over the border.
The White House is getting an earful from both Republicans and Democrats as the Biden administration tries to secure emergency aid for Ukraine. Republicans, who have insisted on immigration changes in order to approve more money for Ukraine, are criticizing the president daily about increased border crossings. But the administration also is drawing outrage from Democrats and immigrant advocates who are unhappy the White House is considering a revival of Trump-like policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
77% of those surveyed for a new Monmouth University poll disapprove of the job that Congress is doing.
On the House side, the new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson starts off his tenure with a net negative approval among all American adults, with 17% approving of his job performance and 31% disapproving. House Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries fared slightly better, with a 21% approval rating and 22% disapproving.
And that's correspondent Edwin Mora. A federal appeals court has rejected former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' attempt to move his trial in the Georgia election interference case to federal court. Paying a visit to Israel, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin insisting that the U.S. does stand with the Jewish state in its war on Hamas in Gaza. Same time, though, he's urging the Israelis to take extra care to avoid civilian casualties. Wall Street, the Dow's up 133 points, NASDAQ ahead 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This KMTK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Hold on to your wallet, your power bill. It's about to go up. Yeah, first of the year. Happy New Year. The Public Utilities Commission of Nevada giving NV Energy the go-ahead to increase its electric rates to pay for projects that improved its power grid for Southern Nevada customers. Company officials say they're still analyzing the rate approval and don't yet know the exact impact on customers, but they confirmed the service charge on your bill is increasing $6 a month to $18.50. Now, the improvement projects included in the rate increase included upgrading transmission and distribution lines, replacing older wooden poles with metal poles, and undergrounding certain overhead lines. The company said it also expects fuel costs to come down going into the new year, with those savings being passed along to customers during quarterly adjustments. With a vacancy rate nearing 50%, the Hughes Center office complex near the Sphere is facing an uncertain future. Local real estate experts say while being close to the Las Vegas Strip used to be a plus for office space, it's now considered a minus due to increased traffic and added entertainment options in the area, like the Sphere. Officials say due to its age and location, the Hughes Center is no longer prime real estate. Summerlin, Henderson, and areas that border on the 215 Beltway are now where companies want to be. And congrats to the Bishop Gorman football team. They have been once again crowned. They are now the 2023 high school football national champions. It's the fourth time Bishop Gorman has won that mythical football national title, which is awarded by the Max Preps website. The Gales won three straight national titles from 2014 to 2016. Congratulations again to Bishop Gorman, the Gales. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Well, no unexpected delays on the east side of the valley as you travel north on 95 up toward Boulder Highway. It's all construction related, so unfortunately that's just the case. There is no accidents to report on the freeways right now. In the southwest, still working an injury wreck on Blue Diamond eastbound after El Capitan Way. Got a 40% chance of showers today. Could roll in sometime between 8 this morning and as late as 2 this afternoon. Today's high temperature in the low 60s. It's 50 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I love it when we have Megan Barth on the show because she always lights it up. She's writing about all kinds of different issues and different topics. And so it is today. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com, joining us. You got all the Christmas shopping done?
Pretty much. I'm like 99% done. Just a couple things I have to get.
We're down to gift cards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You have been very, very busy. In fact, you had a presidential visit the other night in Reno. Were you a part of that former president visit to Northern Nevada? Were you a part of that?
I was. I did cover the event. No interview this time, unfortunately. He didn't have time. He just kind of landed and then took off. But he did recognize me, which was good. I actually sat in Ken Gray's seat when Ken Gray got up and left just a little bit before the president delivered his final remarks. So I was able to. So thank you, Ken, if you're listening. I took his seat, which was front row. And as the president was exiting the stage, he saw me and pointed and said, "Megan." And I said, "Yeah, hi. How are you doing?" So, yeah, it was great. And it was a really great he spoke for about an hour and 15 minutes, delivered some blows, of course, as expected, delivered some jokes. And the crowd was about 3,000. And I had stayed at the Atlantis the night before because I didn't want to deal with the traffic, et cetera. And my room actually overlooked the convention center parking lot. And at about 7 a.m., I noticed that there was a pretty significant line that had already formed. And he didn't deliver his remarks. He was scheduled to deliver at 2. He delivered them at about 3. So people had waited in line for quite some time to see the former president.
What does it tell you when we see the president this early in a you know, in northern Nevada. My guess is he'll be making a trip to southern Nevada sometime soon. Does it tell you that we are a battleground state and we're going to be very, very important to the Trump strategy?
Well, yeah, that and, you know, we have to remember that even though the election is, well, now 11 months away, our caucus is February 8th. The Nevada GOP caucus is February 8th, and there are four candidates participating in the caucus, with one candidate, Nikki Haley, participating in the state-run primary on February 6th. Alexis Hansen, Assemblywoman Alexis Hansen, told me something very important, and I'll be publishing an op-ed by her. But it's important that the voters vote in both. They actually mail in their ballot on February 6th, even though we don't like mail-in ballots, and we participate in the caucus. And why is that? Well, even though Nikki Haley is the only viable candidate that will appear on the primary ballot, you can also pick none of the above if you don't want to vote for Nikki Haley. That type of data, the voting data, is produced by the Secretary of State. And that voting data from the primary, and that voting data then translates into, you know, data obviously that the candidates will use when they canvass. So, you know, she had mentioned that it's just, you know, very important that Nevada GOP voters vote in both. And then on the caucus side, that's 2 days later on February 8th, the caucus will have President Donald J. Trump, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie.
And no Nikki Haley.
No, Nikki Haley decided last minute to participate in the caucus.
Oh, she will.
Primary. No. Nikki Haley will participate in the primary.
Not
she,
the caucus.
She decided last minute to participate in the primary and snubbed the caucus, which is interesting because if you participate in the primary, you're not going to get delegates needed to secure the nomination. So it's kind of silly for her to make that decision so late in the game, where she made a decision not to get delegates.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hard to believe. Did you hear anything in the Trump speech that was objectionable? I mean, they keep talking about this thing of the almost Nazi-like Nazi-like comments from the former president. Did you hear anything of that made your ears stand up and go, whoa?
No, but I mean, we've been called Nazis by the tolerant left for as long as I can remember, so that's nothing new. They just recycle their smears because they can't support their own terrible policies, such as when we look at the southern border. I think I said to you last week, and I think it's worth repeating, that four Nebraskas have entered our country. Four Nebraskas. So we've added basically four states, four Nebraskas to our interior population. And President Trump believes that it's most likely going to be like eight Nebraskas by the time Biden is finished destroying this country. Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, yesterday signed an executive order that basically allows for more enforcement as well as consequences. So he is, I guess, authorize his police force to issue to arrest and basically deport illegal aliens. So the police officers in Texas can demand ID, citizenship, what have you, and if the person that they've arrested has trespassed into the country illegally, that person can be, I think, immediately deported. That's from what I see. And he's expecting a lawsuit from the Biden administration. And you have to ask yourself, why is Joe Biden, this administration, so against having a safe and secure border, at least our border? Yet we can send billions of dollars overseas to foreign countries such as Ukraine to secure their border, to protect their border. So President Trump really focused on the invasion, as he calls it, and it is an invasion. There's no other word for it. And he said that he would have the largest deportation operation in the country's history, and he would also invoke the Alien Enemies Act, which would rid our streets and our communities of the criminal element, which has been crossing over the border. So he focused heavily on the southern border, and I think that probably elicited the typical response from Democrats that he's a Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to ask you, because it's been in the news, the six political figures all on the Republican side under indictment from Aaron Ford relative to fake electors. There was a court appearance scheduled for yesterday. What happened yesterday to the six defendants?
They pled not guilty. And Aaron Ford, and I wrote about this, and Donald Trump also mentioned it. He said that they were being treated unfairly. And when you look at the charges, you kind of scratch your head and say, wow, that's a stretch. You're telling me that took 3 years to investigate when you used a current statute that has to do basically with some sort of forged document. It reeks of political prosecution. And we all know that Aaron Ford has his sights on the governorship. We expect him to run against Governor Lombardo in a couple years. And Aaron Ford is just following along the lines and the motivations of his progressive colleagues across the country. And so, you know, when he made his press conference, I think it was last week when he held it, you know, he wanted to assure everyone that it wasn't political. But then you look at the charges and you're saying, dude, that's kind of a stretch. He currently doesn't have a statute specifically to deal with quote unquote fake electors. So he again pushed for a statute and also complained that the governor vetoed a bill that would have dealt with fake electors, but the crime, the punishment did not fit the crime, and that's why Joe Lombardo vetoed the legislation. And if he wouldn't have vetoed the legislation, if he would have passed the legislation, signed the legislation, if someone like Michael McDonald or Sean Meehan or others were convicted, charged and convicted of being a fake elector, they would have spent more time in prison than someone that distributed fentanyl.
Yeah.
So the punishment did not fit the crime, but yet Aaron Ford wants that type of punishment so he can basically jail his opposition.
At the news conference,
Nazi-esque.
At the news conference, did he respond at all to any criticism? Was there any criticism that this was a political prosecution?
He had mentioned it in his opening remarks that, you know, he knows he's going to get heat or be accused of you know, using the law to persecute opponents, or it is political, and he wanted to assure everybody that it wasn't political. His actions don't match his words.
Where does what happened yesterday? Did we get a court date? Have they been processed and all of that?
Yeah, the court date is in mid-March. I want to say it's March 13th. I'm not exactly confident with that date, but it is early March or mid-March.
How does that, I mean, if indeed this prosecution does come through and there's no plea bargain, is there a possibility there will be a plea bargain at all?
I don't expect one. I know that the defense counsel is pretty confident in their case. I know that those charged are confident in their innocence. I have heard that they they decided to become electors, even though they're called fake electors, in case there was a challenge nationally that would affect the election. So they kind of did it as a hedge bet to protect the state should there be a further challenge from the Trump, at the time, the Trump administration, or if Mike Pence, for example, didn't certify the electors. So that was kind of used within the bounds of the Constitution, according to the defense, within the bounds of state law, according to the defense, in order to, like I said, hedge their bets should a lawsuit prevail, or should Mike Pence not certify the 2020 electors. So their motivations were from what I understand, their motivations were sound. They weren't trying to overthrow democracy. They were given advice, legal advice, that this was an action they could take within the bounds of the law to protect Nevada should the 2020 election turn out differently.
Well, it will be interesting to see how this plays out. We'll be keeping track of this. And again, this is the 8th Judicial District Court, where they appeared yesterday and put in not guilty verdicts, right?
Not guilty, correct.
Very good. In our final couple of minutes, an intriguing figure politically that we're going to be watching real closely, and that's April Becker. You wrote about this, that she sees an opportunity, I guess the word opportunity, on the county commission, which right now is all Democrat. What did you think of April Becker, and how do you think she'll do?
Well, I think she has, you know, obviously very good name ID. She's run for election before. She narrowly lost her congressional bid against incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Susie Lee. So she definitely has some name and that overlaps in District C for the county commission. The county commission has been run for 20 years by Democrats. A single Republican has served on the commission. And Ross Miller, who was our former Secretary of State, beat Stavros Anthony, if you recall, in 2020 by less than 15 votes. And did so in spite of the fact that Joe Gloria at the time had said he could not determine at least 134 ballots. And Gloria at the time had called for a special election. And the Democratic County Commission basically said, nah, we're just going to certify the election and award Ross Miller the position. And at the time, Stavros Anthony told me, when he was running for lieutenant governor, he said, write it down. The 2020 election was stolen from me. He's like, write that down. So, you know, the county commission has had a lot of problems. But before I go there, Ross Miller announced, I think it was last week, that he's not going to seek re-election. So the Democrats have yet to put up a candidate to challenge, to replace Ross Miller and to challenge April Becker. So we're waiting to see who they announce for the county commission. But it's, again, going to be, I think, you know, another close race, perhaps, as our races in Nevada historically have. So, you know, we'll see. But April Becker, you know, she definitely has the endorsements behind her. She definitely has the money behind her, and she definitely has the will and desire to, you know, help Clark County, especially on the commission. It's a very powerful commission, as you know. They make a lot of decisions, and they don't have any pushback because all seven commissioners are Democrats. So it's basically a continuum of unilateral actions, you know, that aren't necessarily, you know, the best for Clark County when you don't have balance. So there has not been a balance on that commission for 20 years.
Well, like I say, we will be watching that race. Megan, I hope you get all your Christmas shopping done. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and you have a great holiday season, okay?
Thank you so much. You do too, Kevin. A Merry Christmas, and we'll speak to you in the new year.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. She's always writing, even over the holidays. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, less than a month out from the Iowa caucuses, we'll break down where Iowa stands, what it looks like on the ground.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem und the fix. Meine Key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll be home for Christmas.